Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Students at Stoughton High School are grieving the loss of four students killed over the weekend in a car crash in East Bridgewater. Today will be a tough day at school, and administrators say they'll do whatever it takes to help students and the community cope with the loss. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
First call for the girls and boys 100-meter hurdles. 100-meter hurdles, first call.
At a track meet in Canton yesterday, what should have been a celebratory event for the Stoughton team took on the feeling of a funeral. Team members hugged one another and wept as they took in the loss of four of their teammates, 17-year-old Christopher DeSeer, 17-year-old Eric Sarbla, 16-year-old Nick Joyce, and 17-year-old David Bell. Earlier in the day at Stoughton High School, Superintendent Maggie Rizzi told reporters the school is prepared to provide support in the wake of the tragedy.
We're going to do everything that we can do and everything that is necessary to get our students and their families and our staff members through this crisis.
Police in East Bridgewater received a call Saturday afternoon that a car had crashed into a tree off Route 106. Three of the passengers were pronounced dead at the scene, and one died later at a hospital. The 17-year-old driver was the only survivor of the crash. Authorities did not release the name of the driver, but said he was in stable condition at Boston Medical Center. Students and staff gathered at the Stoughton High School gymnasium yesterday afternoon. On her way into the school was Carly Williams, who says she was friends with the students involved in the crash. She says the news was devastating.
It just hurt, like, a lot. Like, I couldn't, it was unbelievable, to be honest. Like, I just couldn't believe that happened. Like, all the memories just flashed through my brain of, like, all the memories I had with them in school and everything.
Williams says she spoke to the driver involved in the crash a week ago. As high school students near prom and the end of the school year, Williams says teenagers need to take driving more seriously.
I just think more kids need to be careful and just, I think kids get excited when they drive and they're just so like, oh yeah, I have a car, and they're excited. They just need to be more careful and like pay attention to what they're doing instead of being so excited.
State police and East Bridgewater police are investigating the crash. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.